This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast. Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries, and I am on the way to Miami Airport to fly out on Turkish Airlines to go to Turkey and then to Tanzania. And very, very excited about all that God's going to do. And I wanted to hop on because it could be a while before you hear from me. And so I thought I'd get on and just say, hey, while we're on our way, I got the crew with me. We're excited and looking forward to all that God's going to do. Okay, so I don't have a lot of announcements. Do not applaud. Thank you. But I will mention a couple things before I release. This video is going to be based on several prophetic dreams that I received. But they all basically mean the same thing in a form, and the body of Christ needs to hear it. Okay, so but before I get into that, first just let me say hello. Hit subscribe, hit the little bell if you feel like it. You don't have to. But if you want to get notified when I put new videos out, you need to do that. So do that. Now, let's just talk about some current events. I'm not going to get into a bunch of anything, but I will tell you that, and I talk to my students at the School of Ministry and the mentorship that I do, and the thing is to not get all riled up with the Trump stuff, because it's all semantics, you guys. At the end of the day, it's whatever God's will is what is going to come to pass for the election and for the future of America. And our job is to take seriously voting the Bible. And you know that I'm not a political prophet. I focus on times and seasons for the body of Christ. But at the same time, the Lord does tell me things. And he has told me several things about Trump. And the reason why it's such a big deal, and it is what it is. And then other prophecies that were released about him, and were they true, and all this stuff. So you can go back through my channel if you want to hear anything about Trump, because this video is not about Trump. Okay? And so I'm going to release what God is telling me in the times and seasons that the body of Christ needs to hear, because you're being prepared for such a time as this. And I will not leave my wall that the Lord's given me. This is what he's mandated me to do. And so I'm going to stick to that. And as I do that, though, I will tell you, yes, I've released several things about Trump. Go back on my channel, search under the content, and just look up Trump. You'll see everything I released, anything I've ever been told. The Lord has woken me up with dreams. He's woken me up to pray for Trump. There's whatever, whatever. But at the same time, I don't seek that. I've already been given a job, and that's to focus on preparing the body of Christ, purifying of the bride, preaching the fire of consecration, and all the things. And so I'm not leaving my post for any current news, but I will tell you this, that I have said different things. Go back and watch the videos if you want to know. I've received emails from people, and they're like, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? I get them every day, you guys. And just know, it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what Jesus thinks, and it matters what he's doing. And at the end of the day, we're to pray, we're to believe, we're to trust, and we're to believe the word of the Lord. And so this is what I told our students. You either believe the word of the Lord or you don't. You believe what's been prophesied or you don't. Those are your two choices. And so if you believe the word of the Lord, then you will not be distracted by all the things that might have to transpire in the process of the word being fulfilled. It's just how it has to go down. At the end of the day, Jesus will get his way. And at the end of the day, some people are just not killable, guys. And we have to walk as an unshakable people, knowing that we look ahead to what we don't understand, we don't see, and that's what we focus on, and we remain unshakable because of that. Okay, so moving along. Many of the dreams recently that the Lord has given me have been based on the change, you know, all year. I'm not the only prophet. You want to call me a prophet, apostle, whatever, I'm Liberty, okay? I'm pretty sure my name says it all, but it's cool. You can call me whatever you want. But there's other prophets that have said the same thing about the transition, the closing of doors, the opening of doors, the leaving your past behind, allowing things to be broken off. And as you know, it's not as easy as we think to do that, you guys, until you're in it. And then you're like, oh man, I thought I had dealt with this issue, or I didn't know it was an issue. Now I know this is an issue. This, I have not dealt with this. So this is all year. And I believe I'm going to be titling this Times and Seasons Word probably something like the body of Christ is getting a new system of operation, a new operating system. And so all the dreams I've been having recently are pointing towards that. And then it was probably 2 weeks ago that I was deep in my prayer time, and the Lord was like, Liberty, there's a new operating system that I am putting in place, and I need my people to submit to it, and I need them to be consecrated. I need them to do what's necessary to be able to be in this new operating system. So here's some examples. Here's the prophetic dreams that I was given that I see as warnings, because I take the Lord very serious, and I take it for me first, guys. When Jesus is like, hey, Liberty, and he gives me this dream, and I get up, I'm like, oh man, I better do this, this, and this. I take it very serious. And so in the series of dreams he's been giving me was, number one, I had a dream that I was at someone else's house. I thought I was at someone else's house, but at the end of the day, it must have been my house, or I thought it was my house. That's a whole nother word, okay? And I knew it was time for me. I had an event I was getting ready for. I needed to take a shower, and I needed to go change and get ready. So I did that, and then the focus of the dream was that I went into my closet, the master bedroom closet, and I went to get dressed, but there was no clothes in my closet. And in the dream, I look at my closet and there's no clothes. There was no clothes for me to put on. And I look at my closet and I go, oh yeah, I forgot. I got rid of all my old clothes because I'm supposed to be getting new ones. God wants me to get a whole new wardrobe. Dream over. Okay. So when I woke up from that dream and I wrote it down in the middle of the night, I was like, okay, I know what that was saying. And so the Lord's like, so you have to understand, I can be weird all the time. And, so not that I'm trying to be weird, but I do in a form, I have people in the back seats, act out what he's telling me prophetically. Okay. I am not weird. Okay. I am not going to overstate that, but I am not weird, you guys. Seriously, I'm not weird. Okay. But like when he tells me that, I was like, oh man. So I apply it to myself first because I'm like, something's up. Okay. So I immediately apply it to myself. And so I'm like, okay, Jesus, what am I supposed to be getting rid of? What do I need to replace? Please forgive me. I repent. I don't know. Is there like stuff on soul ties I need to renounce? Is there like, what is there? Familiar spirits? Like I ain't playing. And so, the Lord basically showed me, he said, Liberty, he said, and this is for me first, but my people need to get a whole new wardrobe. I'm trying to get them to get rid of their old clothes. And I want to bring them into a whole new wardrobe. And he said, but they have to agree, number one, to get rid of the old clothes. And then they have to agree to go buy new clothes. And, you know, they have to do all those actions to facilitate getting a new wardrobe. And so, as you know, since 2019, I've released a lot of prophetic words, times and seasons based on preparing the body of Christ or the bride, however you want to word it. I usually say body of Christ. Those who claim to be Christians, preparing them to be the remnant, which is going to have to be holy and pure and unshakable. Real deal, you guys. And so the Lord's like, Liberty, my people are going to have a new wardrobe. They got to get rid of their old clothes, their old way of doing things, their old ways of thinking, the patterns that they've built up, possibly on religion, possibly on competition, possibly through lust, possibly through Absalom, through Jezebel. I could keep naming stuff. And he said, those old ways have to go. And it's like your clothes represent that. And so because I am not weird at all, whatsoever. They're smiling behind. They're like, yes, you are, Liberty. Well, I am weird, but I'm not weird, you guys. I really am not. So I was like, okay, Jesus. So I went into my closet because I am like, if I'm going to do the action, the prophetic action behind it. Yes, it could be weird to live with me. I'm just saying. So I go in my closet and I'm like, what old thing needs to leave, and I'm going to get rid of it for real. Okay, guys. So I went and combed through my closet so I could pick things to get rid of as a prophetic act. And then I was like, okay, now I gotta go shop. So I didn't have time at that time because I was getting ready to leave for something. And I was like, okay, when I get back home, I'm gonna go shop. So I was like, Jesus is telling me I need a new wardrobe. And a lot of you women are like, amen. I think I had a dream. I'm supposed to be getting a whole new wardrobe. Okay, I'm not saying go spend a bunch of money. What I'm saying is this is what I did as a prophetic act. Okay, so I went and replaced the clothes I donated and got rid of. And I was looking for the hidden spiritual meaning behind some of those things why was it that they stood out to me that I needed to get rid of them? And I was like, okay, I think I, those represent that. Those are from this timeline. This is from this. This is from this. And so that's how I chose. I honestly just prayed and I'm like, okay, God, you know, and then how am I releasing this word to your people? Because you're basically, I took it as a warning. Chuck it, get rid of stuff, body of Christ, get rid of the old you, the old stuff, the old ways, the man-made ways, the man-made ministries, the man-made, flesh-made, okay? And so I did that. And so that's the message. That's a part of the new operating system. Then I had a dream that I was with two generals of the faith, mighty men and women of God. I was driving. They were with me. We were hanging out. One of them I have met, and one of them I have never met. And they were with me in my car. We were driving around, and I was saying, you know, I think I need to get rid of these couple of things. And they piped up and they said, yeah, they said, definitely. You definitely have to make sure that you get rid of those old things so you can move on, so you can move forward into the new beginnings that the Lord has for you and all that He wants to do. And boom, I woke up from the dream, okay? And so I was like, oh man, once again. So He's given me a series of dreams that are just coming in different ways, same meaning for the body of Christ. And so I was like, okay, God, what is it in my house or in my life, is it, you know, that would be considered familiar, a familiar spirit that needs to go? That, what do I need to get out of my house? And He's basically began to show me, you know, what to do. And so I went to my team and my staff first, because they get cleansed first. And so I told them what was going on. And so they were like, whoa. And then some of them had remembered they had had similar dreams and they didn't understand them. Oh my gosh. Road's getting real bumpy. But they didn't understand them, and so then it was all like they were understanding all of it, and it was coming to them. Okay, so then I started that spiritual process, and so these dreams are just a buildup of. And so then I had another dream, you guys, for real. This time we were having a huge yard sale. And in the yard sale, I knew that we were getting rid of stuff that we should have gotten rid of before. Hear what I'm saying. I wasn't getting rid of stuff because I was just getting new furniture and I wanted to do something new and I got new clothes. So now I just want to have a yard sale. No, I knew in the dream that we were getting rid of stuff that we were not supposed to have brought with us or taken with us. And so I was like, okay, Lord. And so we had a big old yard sale, and then we got rid of everything, and that was it, basically. And so I got up from that and I was like, okay, Jesus, and you know, show me what. And I'm always, like I said, I'm not weird, but I will physically do whatever I'm supposed to do as a prophetic act with what He's saying as the times and seasons word. I'm acting it out to release the word, to get the prophetic word activated in my life. And when I do that, then I begin to see things I didn't see. I begin to recognize things I was not recognizing. And then it just unfolds to, for the body of Christ, stuff that the body of Christ needs. And you guys, we're getting a new operating system. He's trying to pull away the old and give us a new system. And I'll just tell you this right now. It is not going to include hanging on to stuff. It is not going to include anything that has familiar spirits attached to it. A fresh start, a new beginning, open doors. You have to leave the past in the past, guys. And He needs us to submit to the new operating system. But we cannot do that. We cannot. Okay, so let me put it this way. We cannot enjoy the new operating system because we won't let go of the old one. And some of that system is what has gotten our life in trouble, or it's gotten our finances in trouble, or it's gotten America in trouble. It's those old ways. As you get closer to Christ, you cannot get closer to Him without stuff leaving. Because the closer you get to Him, the more pure you become, the more consecrated you become, and it's more of Him and less of you. But we want to keep the more of us and try to still have more of Him. It ain't gonna fly. We cannot do that. And so, yes, I got rid of clothes, and I went and I bought new clothes as a prophetic act. And I think I did a couple of other things as a prophetic act, okay? And so usually I will physically do it. Like, I had a dream that I was shopping and I knew I had to get a new purse. Now, for real, guys, do not laugh. Don't be like, you're a girl. No, I do not. I'm not that kind of girl. I am, but I'm not. I don't get purses every other month. I don't collect shoes. Like, I get the things I'm going to wear, and I use them and for a while, and then I get new ones. And so I don't have a collection of purses. I get a purse and I use it, and I typically like to get real leather so it lasts. So, you know, it can like hang tight. And I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a cow person. I call them cow people, but even though my dad had a ranch and everything, but I don't dress like a cowgirl. But I would always get the purses that are like the Wild West. That's the brand. They're kind of expensive, but not like ridiculous. It's not like $500 for a purse, but more than Walmart, okay? And because they're made with some seriously good leather, and I could take that purse and use it for like 2 or 3 years. And you guys understand, I'm cool with that. Like, I don't need to change purses every other day. So, I had a dream that I was shopping and I was excited about going and getting a new purse, and I knew it needed to be bigger. Now, that's a whole nother thing. I'm not even gonna go into that because that's wealth transfer. But outside of that, so what I did was, I got up for my dream and I wrote it down in the middle of the night, and I was like, oh my goodness. So I did it as a prophetic act. I went and I'll just be real with you. I did not want to find a new purse because I get used to everything that fits in my purse the way it does. And I like how it feels and everything. And this is why I get ones that last. Okay. But I knew, so I was like, nope, I got to go buy a purse. I think I need to go buy a purse as a prophetic act, because God, in the dream, literally, I was so excited, and I knew I needed to go buy a new purse, and it needed to be bigger, because I usually do the small ones, because I don't want to carry a bunch of stuff, but I knew I needed a bigger one, and so I was like, well, the Lord said I need a bigger purse, I'm going to go get a bigger purse as a prophetic act and a sign of what He wants to release. Why do I need a bigger purse? Whatever that reason is, I want that reason. And because it is part of the wealth transfer. So I want to make more room, you know, to carry what He's given me, whatever. That's not the point of this video. But the point is, you know, this is how I am, and I am weird, okay? And so I will typically just walk myself through the prophetic things and as actions. And you know what's amazing is when I do that, I find stuff that I needed to get rid of. When I did that and I went and got a new purse, I figured out I kind of needed a new purse, and I did not think that I did. And so it's funny how Jesus just knows things. And so here's the thing. All this time since the true shaking has begun, the Lord is trying to shake off the old, shake off the nasty, purify us, consecrate us, Stuff cannot stay if you're going to get closer to Him. The true remnant, the true body of Christ, is going to have to be pure and holy to a whole nother level. They're not going to be swayed by Egypt. They're not going to be swayed by the world. They're not going to be able to be bought. They're not going to care about social media likes and profiles. And I'm on social media. You guys, I'm very real with you. If I was nicer, you might think that I cared about my likes. But I tell you like it is, even if you don't like it. Okay? Because I'm going to speak what the Lord tells me to speak. And so, but basically, He's trying to give us a new operating system. But He needs us to get out of the old, to let go of the old, to not carry the old ways, the old habits, the familiar spirits, the bondage ways of thinking, the old ways of literally how we operate. It's gotta go. And the next dream I had, this one is a serious warning. And I believe that I was supposed to include it in this video. And in the dream, I went to change the thermostat for my temperature in my house. And I went to change it and I couldn't because it was a big R. Like roaming. Like the big R on your phone for roaming. And so, So I was like trying to get it to change, to set it on a particular temperature, and it was not doing it. And it just said a big R, like you see on the top of your phone, the whole time that you're in Africa. And so the big R, and I was just like, what in the world? Roaming. And it would not let me change. It was just roaming. And so when I woke up from that dream and I wrote it down, the Lord was like, Liberty, you're either hot or you're cold, or I spit you out. So then as usual, I include myself first, and I went to Jesus and I repented and I said, I am so sorry. Like, if I have any lukewarmness anywhere, take it from me, Lord. I do not want it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'm sorry, Lord. And I repented. It's for me first. And so I was checking all my areas. I'm like, there is not no complacency because I am on fire, very on fire. And, but I'm going to take it for me first. And so before I go and release a word about it, I'm going to repent first in case there's something I'm not seeing. I want to know. I don't want to do anything to offend Jesus or to offend the Holy Spirit to the best of my ability. That literally breaks my heart to think of that. And so I do not want to, and the Lord's like, Liberty, my people, I'm roaming. The temperature, I'm looking. I'm roaming and I can't connect. There's no connecting. There's no connection. And just so you know, if you're hot, you're cold. He can connect, but if you're lukewarm, He spits you out of His mouth. And if you're lukewarm, that's complacency, and that is a sin in itself, and that's going to get shaken right on out of you, or you're going to be a tear. That's the second choice. But it's going to get shaken right on out of you, because the Lord cannot have a body that is complacent, because then you do not do the things that are necessary to get rid of your old clothes, to get rid of the junk that we carry with us that cannot go with us. We are to pick up our cross and go. There ain't no room for all the old junk, the familiar spirits, the whatevers, the excuses for not being on fire, for not making Him your everything, for not being obedient first and foremost to Jesus, no matter what it looks like, so you can become unshakable. The remnant, the final body that's the remnant is going to have to be unshakable, you guys. 100%. There's not going to be any room for leniency. You're going to have to know that you know who you serve. And if you're being spit out, or Jesus can't, it's roaming. The temperature, it's, there's no, he cannot connect. There's no way for him to connect to you, because you haven't provided a connection, because you're lukewarm. And he's not going to connect to that. There's nothing he can do with you. And so this is a huge warning, you guys. And the Lord's like, my people need to repent for making me roam to find their temperature, to connect with them, to figure out where they're at. What are they doing? What is going on? Where is my people? And he needs us to be able to set our temperature and know and stay that way for him. Hot or cold, not lukewarm. We don't want to go to be checking our spiritual life and it be a big old R for roaming. Oh, we're just roaming. We don't even know. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what we're doing. We just don't know. No. You guys, we have to know what we're doing. We have to know what we're headed for. And if we're not, then that's when we get tossed around by all the political stuff. Everybody gets all afraid and starts getting distracted. And this is what I told the students in the school of ministry. I said, here's the thing. We do not leave our post. Yes, God may have told me some things about Trump or any other current events. He tells me stuff all the time, you guys. But I'm not going to leave my post. And so I'm not going to get on, and so I can release a word that has to do with something to do with Trump, because that's what's happening right now. When God has given me a mandate to prepare his body and to create you to be unshakable, I can't leave my wall to come over here and spaz out and be a Lulu and get all distracted. I'm all for, if people hear politically and that's their call, prophetically, amen. That's not my call. And so I'm going to stick to all this stuff's been happening with Trump. I haven't had no dreams about Trump. God's been giving me all times and seasons words about getting the bride ready. So I'm not leaving my post. And so that kind of body of Christ is not going to be the remnant. Where now you're searching YouTube and you're only going to get on and listen if it has to do with Trump. But you don't want to get on and just watch a regular prophetic word like this, or times and seasons word that's going to prepare you to be unshakable, or a church service or our ministry churches you follow, and you know, whatever. You're surfing for current event stuff when Jesus is always the current event, everywhere, all the time. He never stops being the main event. We never get off that wall. And so, because then what happens is, and this is what I told my students, then the devil wins. He's like, oh, look at this. This whole group of body of Christ people over here. Oh, yeah, they're just roaming. Yep, I got them roaming. Roaming all around. Nobody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. They've left their post. And they have veered off of their what they're supposed to be watching. We're all watchmen of some kind. And I told our students, I said, do not do it. Do not jump on bandwagons. Do not get distracted. Focus on Jesus, becoming pure and holy for Jesus, so that you can be his body, you can be his pure bride, and keep doing what he's called you to be doing. You never veer from that. That is all a distraction. Yes, I want to know what's going on. Yes, I care that Trump, they tried to assassinate him. I have lots of thoughts of different things that the Holy Spirit tells me. I've had many dreams about Trump. I've released things. And I hear lots of things outside of just times and seasons. Trump is involved with times and seasons. It is such a time as this. But at the same time, we cannot stop being the watchmen we've been called to be. And we cannot leave our post. And so, my mind, my spirit, my call, my mandate is always on, what is he speaking to his body? What do they need to hear right now? So they can get ready and be unshakable. Man, I can feel the glory. What do they need? And so what do I need to be releasing through my call and ministry to prepare them? Because I've been given the mandate. And so we do not get off the wall, body of Christ. We need to get rid of the old junk. Let him give us a new wardrobe. That's what he's trying to do. Shake off all the junk. Give us a new wardrobe. We have to agree to it. We have to agree to have the yard sale and get rid of the junk to make room for the new. And he needs us to take it seriously. We cannot be a roaming body that's all lukewarm and all over the place and led around by things that take us off the path of what we've got to be focused on. Every believer's first job on the earth, besides loving their first love and sitting at his feet and being obedient, is preparing to be pure and spotless. We are in the last days. This is no joke. And it isn't because, oh, well, of course we are. We're a day, the days go by, it gets closer. No, guys, for real. This is it. There's no more playing around. We don't want to be found roaming. We want to be found doing what he's told us to be doing and becoming pure to the best of our ability until we don't have any more options to work on that and whatever. And so he's giving us a new operating system. And the Lord said, Liberty. Okay, so here's a tidbit, okay? I am not weird, okay? For real, you guys. I need to put that on a shirt. It says, I'm not weird, okay? Although, you do might need to be a little careful, you know, because you just can't tell about us Hebrew girls, especially the ones that eat bacon. So, I'm just saying. You should be a little scared of us, because we could be weird. And so, I forgot what I was saying. Anyway, you guys, I do prophetic things with everything that he tells me. And so, I am not weird. And, but as he shows me things and he reveals things to me, so, literally, I knew it was time to get a new phone. Okay, this is what I was going to say. I will find my way back, you guys. So I was like, I need to upgrade my phone. So I upgraded my phone. Well, then you got to figure out all the things, okay? And then they have to transfer all your stuff over. And it's never like it's supposed to be. It's all discombobulated. Then you got to re-sign into everything. And I was not happy about having to do that. So I wanted to get the new phone, but I did not want to do all the things because, like, it's just not my thing. I use my phone for what I have to. I do not want to deal with technology. So I was like, man, you got to transfer it all over and they're going to be all discombobulated. And then I got to sign back in. And then when you get an upgrade, stuff does not work like what you think. And then you're like, what is this? And why is it happening like that? And then there's this whole new thing you got to figure out. And in the midst of that, literally, the Lord's like, feeling pretty frustrated, Liberty. Yes, yes, I am, Jesus. I do not like having to deal with this. And he's like, I'm trying, you know that feeling you're feeling because you happen to deal with the new operating system? I'm trying to get my people onto a new operating system. I want them to operate differently. And it is not easy to do that, but he needs us to submit to it. He needs us to agree to it. He needs us to be willing to get on his system, off of the world system, off of Egypt's system, whoever else's system, get on Jesus's system, the way he operates, the way he thinks, the way he would run things. Guaranteed, he would not be on social media making a fool of himself and making himself look bad. We can't act like the Lulus. And so we have to stick to what he's already told us to be doing. And he said, Liberty, I've got to get everybody on this new system. And that's what he's been doing during the shaking. He needs us to just, there's so much that was built up on man-made ministries. And you guys know I've been prophesying this for 5 years, this in different variations. Man-made ministries, a seeker-friendly ministries, all these different ways that the body of Christ has become ways of operating that are not of him. They're ways of the world. And I remember it was like probably like 4 or 5 years ago. I remember hearing someone had said they were getting all their ideas on how to be successful from the world, and we could learn a thing or two. I'm in 100% disagreement. The world should be learning from our system. They should see our system as the best system, God's system. But see, this is the problem with the body of Christ. We have begun to operate in the way that we think equates success or produces. It's a lie. It's demonic. And it's sensual. And that is not how the Lord gauges success in the body of Christ. Succeeding in his body is putting him first in all things. Him becoming the love of your life. You already know. I'm going to keep saying it. You got to be a Mary. The end time remnant is going to be a Mary. That's how that goes. Everything flows from there. And so this whole operating system that everybody's been coming up with, their plan that they come up with, and then it's a manipulation, you guys. We are manipulating to see a specific result. Jesus does not need our manipulations. He does not need our help. People need Jesus. They need to be told about Jesus. They need to be taught about the miracle signs and wonders, the angelic realm. They need to know what is actually real, the supernatural world. They need to be taught about heaven. That's what we should be giving them. Not figuring out how to do things so that we can look fruitful and we can look like whatever. And I remember back in the day when I had the church plant, and we had a logos made up and we do all the stuff, right? And I remember we were deep in prayer on a Monday night. We used to do serious prayer every Monday night. The staff and the leaders, we would gather like 30 of us, and we would have a great time. And the Lord literally said to me, Liberty, do not give people a brand. Give them me. Give them Jesus. When you give people me, that's where you're going to produce the most fruit. And it may not always look like all the man-made ministries, but it's going to actually be the most fruitful. And I was just like, whoa. And it totally changed my outlook. And that this was like 2015, 2016. And I was like, whoa. And the Lord's like, Liberty, the world doesn't need a brand and a cool logo. They need me. Give them me and they will come. Let the Holy Spirit move and be free to do what it wants. They will come. And it just blew my mind. So here's the thing. We need to operate on heaven's way of operating. Heaven does not operate like this earthly world. It is not manipulative. It is not controlling. It is not sensual. It is not based success on numbers or crowds or whatever. And you're probably thinking, well, we got to be able to know, like, you just better trust Jesus with it. That's what I got to say. I love hearing, oh, we had 200,000 people saved in Pakistan. But if the answer was 10, praise Jesus. Especially for Pakistan. And so we have to value what he values. He left for the one. Let that blow your mind. Oh man, that should change your whole way of thinking on a whole lot of how you operate. And so he's giving us a new system, and that's literally what he said to me. And he said, Liberty, all the dreams I've been giving you, they're for the body of Christ, times and seasons. I need them to get rid of the old. I need them to be willing to get a new wardrobe. I need them, they have to get rid of the old to make room for the new. I've got to get everyone on a new operating system. And only those who submit are going to become the end time bride and the true remnant. They have to submit what is necessary to begin to operate on the heavenly system, on the earth. We are carriers of heaven. Where's heaven? Right here. Where's heaven? We're carriers of heaven. We produce heaven. We release heaven. All that heaven offers, we're carriers of it. Amen. Okay, guys, I'm going to go. I've had an amazing time with you guys. And this is the real deal. So we're going to repent if we have any places in our life where when we look at our temperature of our life, is it an R? Is the Lord's like, I can't connect. There's no temperature for me to connect to. You're not hot, you're not cold. I can't find you. You're over here, Roman, you've left your post. You're over here and you've become all about this for a second because it's popular on social media. Now you're all about this because it's popular. Now you're all about this. God wants us to be informed with real news, not fake news. And he does want us to know, and he wants us praying. He wants us to participate to see his kingdom come on earth. But at the same time, it cannot become a distraction. We have to know the difference, you guys. We have to discern the times and recognize the schemes of the devil. And so I already know the outcome of what's going to happen with Trump. You believe the word or you don't. If you believe the word, you let Jesus do his thing. You cover it in the blood. You believe it. You receive it. And then I move on with my mandate. Amen. Amen. Okay, guys. Lord, we just love you. We praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. God, we say we want this new operating system from heaven. We want to operate in a heavenly operation. We want to think like you. We want to build like you. We want to release like you. We do not want to do what the world does. They need to be learning from us, Lord. And we say, God, use us. Help us to get rid of our old clothes, to get rid of our old junk, so you can give us a new wardrobe. Help us, Lord. And Lord, forgive us if we have been the big roaming R and you have not been able to find our fire or find us at the temperature you need to find us at. Lord, forgive us. We want to be on fire. Help us to be on fire, Lord, and help us to submit to the new operating system of heaven, so we can be the true body, the true remnant, the purified bride that you need us to be for your end time glory. Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, we honor you, and we lift you high. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, guys, I'm going to go. I love you. We might release some stuff while we're in Tanzania. I don't know. A lot of times where you go there, there's no signal. But we might show you something. I don't know. I'm ready to go there, you guys. He has given me, already birthed in my spirit, amazing words for Tanzania, for the nation, and what God's about to do. And I'm ready to go and just minister to the pastors to release fire and glory, fill them with the presence, see miracle signs and wonders, and see them renewed and refreshed to keep going, because they have a much harder job that we have in America. Amen. Okay, you guys, I love you again, and I'm going to go now because I could make the ending forever. Okay, bye, guys. I love you.